Wonderful. Well, good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee and Devotions. This is where every day you and I, we get together, we have a little bit of coffee, we get into God's Word, and we grow in our love for the Lord together. And this year, 2022, we'll go from the book of Acts to the book of Philemon. We're at Romans chapter 8, beginning at verse 31 and going to verse 39. Why don't we pray? We'll have some coffee and we'll get into the Lord's Word. It's a great one today. Let's have some coffee and pray. Father, thank you for this day and thank you for your word. We pray that your Holy Spirit would teach us, comfort us, and direct us this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Here we go, Romans chapter 8, beginning at verse 31. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died, and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God and who makes intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of God? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Oh, what an awesome passage, isn't it? We need to ask ourselves, A, what's this about? B, what's the best verse to summarize this? And C, what are we called to do in response to this? Spoiler alert, I don't got a best verse, all of this. Right, maybe if I had to, it would be something like, who can, nothing nor created, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. What is this about? Our confidence is in God. It is God who has justified us. He has declared us righteous. And if God has declared us righteous, who can condemn us? No one, because no one is greater than God. Can we be put to death? Yeah, sure. But will we ultimately die forever? No. Why? Because Christ died and has also been raised again from the dead. Is there anything that's going to separate us from God? No, because it is Jesus Christ himself who intercedes for us. Isn't this beautiful picture of the Trinity here? Right? The Father has foreknown us. He has called us. He predestined us. He justified us. And he's glorified us. The Father has done these things. And the Spirit intercedes for us. And Christ died for us. And Christ lives for us. And Christ intercedes for us. Do you see all the persons of the Godhead, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, they're all there for your salvation. They are all there to bring you into relationship with God. God has done everything necessary. He's done it all. So what could ever separate us from the love of God? Could trials, tribulation, persecution? No. Right? For God's sake, we're counted as those worthy of death. This is what they found out in the early church as persecution came, especially when Nero took the throne. And then the first 300 years of the church, all sorts of persecution. I was just talking to a man today in another country who a few months ago was walking down the road, and this woman who knows that he's come to Christ spits on him and slaps him in the face because he's a Christian. And he says, you know, it's hard for me as a person to face that persecution. Yeah, of course it's going to be because he's a human being. But you know what? He and I were talking this morning, and do you know what they're naming their church? Grace. Because God has poured out his grace into his heart, and he knows that nothing can separate him from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. And then just yesterday, I didn't get on here for coffee and devotions yesterday. There was a lot going on, and my heart was pretty heavy, and I went to go see someone who had a family member die. And as I was sitting there praying and weeping with them, this is the passage on my heart. Neither life nor death. Do you see? Not even death itself can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Because Jesus Christ conquered death. And that even when we go down to the grave, our bodies are united to Christ, but we will immediately be ushered into his presence. This is the blessing, Christian. Nothing. If you are in Christ, if you are united to Christ, if Jesus is in you, and if you are in Jesus, nothing can pull you apart. This is why Jesus says that those whom the Father has put into his hand, no one can snatch away. Because it is God who saves us. It is God who keeps us. This is the whole point of why we have this doctrine called the perseverance of the saints. Right? Or some people might call it once saved, always saved. Now, this is not a license for licentiousness. This is not saying that you can do whatever you want because you're a Christian. You know, we should sin that grace may abound. May it never be. No. No, because we're united to Christ, so we have fruits of righteousness. But the point is, you don't keep yourself saved. Your salvation is much firmer than that. It is God who has saved you. It is God who has kept you. It is your Father who keeps you in his arms. It is Christ who has loved you and who prays for you, who intercedes for you. It is God and nothing. You might be going through some of the hardest things in your life. Your parents may die. Your children may miscarry. You might be faced with trials and persecutions in your life. You may be thrown into prison. You may lose your job. You may be evicted from your house. You may be harassed. You may be told to shut up. But in all of this, we are more than conquerors. Because our King sits on his throne with a crown of righteousness. And he tells us, blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Blessed are we who mourn, for we will be comforted. Are we the meek ones? Are we those who hunger and thirst for righteousness? Are we so united to Christ that we could say, Lord, I know that you'll never leave me nor forsake me. This is the Christian hope. This is why we believe in what's called monergistic salvation. It is God who saved us. It is God who is producing works of righteousness in us. And it is God who will keep us saved. He who has begun a good work in us will bring it about to the day of completion. Cling to God. There's a story, I'll close with this. There's a story of a father walking across the street. And as the father is walking across the street, he tells his son, hold on to my hand. And the son squeezes onto his dad's hand as tight as he can. And as they walk across the street, he looks up at his dad and he says, isn't it a good thing that you held onto my hand, Dad? And the son is kind of filled with pride, you know, like he kept his dad safe. And his dad just kind of smiled at him, knowing that it was far more important that his father had the child's hand. It was the father who held on to the son. But the son had confidence that he was going to make it safely across the street. It's not a question of how firmly you hold on to God, but are you holding his hand because he is the one? He is the one who holds us and brings us to safety. And he'll never let go of your hand. Let's pray. Father, thank you for Jesus Christ. Thank you for your love. Lord, you are so amazing. Thank you for the promises we have that nothing can separate us from your love. Lord, not even death itself. Please, Father, keep us. Protect us. Let us know you forever and love you forever. Thank you that you are with us even to the ends of the age. In Jesus' name, amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you. I pray that you enjoy him as his face shines upon you. And I pray that you marvel at the peace that he has given you in Jesus Christ. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this week's message from God's Word for You, a ministry of Sharon RP Church in rural Southeast Iowa. We pray that the message would be used by God to transform your faith and your life this week. If you'd like to get more information about us, feel free to go to the website, SharonRPC.org. We'd love to invite you to worship with us. Our worship time is 10 a.m. every Sunday at 25204 160th Avenue, Morning Sun, Iowa, 52640. May God richly bless you this week.